Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Help us to go through. Bless this radio broadcast. Right?
Praying that prayer. So we're going to move on with the show. Again, we welcome you to the show. Praise the Lord. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, St. Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. And that's located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and Southern District Overseer. Pastor Marshall is also the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for this radio broadcast and for you tuning in. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is going to be taken from the 96th number of Psalm. Begin with the first verse. That's the 96th number of Psalm. That's 9-6. And I'm starting at verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." Thank God for the reading of his word. The 96th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses throughout its entirety. And let's just sing this song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Everyone.
God for that beautiful selection for the word of God, the opening scripture. Praise be to God. I can say the truth. God is a mighty God and he is greatly to be praised. We are to come together and give him the glory that is due to his name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. You know, we ought to take more time out and just honor the Lord. Worship and praise him. We ought to bow down before him because he made heaven and he made earth and everything in the earth. Praise be to God. And thank God for that song, Amazing Grace. Oh, praise the Lord. Had it not been for the grace of God, we would not be here. The earth would not be in existence. But by the grace of God, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we live. We are here right now. Oh, praise the Lord. My soul is stirred up, and I feel happy on the inside, thinking on the goodness of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I feel like taking out the time and just lifting up the Lord in praise because he is worthy. Hallelujah. I wonder who will help me today. Lift Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I wonder who will come along with me to praise his name. He is worthy of all praises. So together with me, let us shout out a praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. He's worthy. He's worthy all day long, all night long. He's worthy. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. My soul is stirred up. I feel like I've been in a revival for a whole month by now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every day is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus. It's so sweet. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. But we have a guest speaker today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to prepare to hear from her on this afternoon. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is just such, he's doing such great and mighty things. And I'm just rejoicing. I'm just so glad for what God is doing. And every time I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me,
My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be saved on today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to move on out of the way. Praise be to God, and ask that you will prepare your heart and your mind for the word of God to come, and ask that you will pray along with the speaker. And we have a dynamic speaker on this afternoon in the person of Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise the Lord. She hails from the Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide under the leadership of Apostle D.J. Taylor Sr. in Macon, Georgia. Praise the Lord. She also is the founder of the Prayer News Network Global, which airs every night, praise be to God, at 9 p.m., a praying anointed woman of God. Oh, praise the Lord. So we ask that you will listen carefully and open your heart to receive a word from the Lord as he comes forth to bring the bread of life. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, the next voice you will hear is that of Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, the women of God, they just got my praise stirred on today. Glory be to God. Got me all stirred up. Glory be to God, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory be to God, and all that he has done for me, glory to God, my soul, hallelujah, glory to God, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me, glory to God, I thank God for him saving you, people of God, amen, but you know what, it's an individual thing, hallelujah, and I thank God for saving me on today, amen, as Evangelist Khadijah began to sing that song, amen, it took me back, it took my mind back, it took my spirit back, amen, glory be to God, and I tell you, people of God, and I just begin to think on what God has done. I begin to think on, glory to God, where I could have been. I begin to think on where I should have been, glory to God, had it not been, hallelujah, the Lord that was on my side. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something, people of God. Hallelujah. Our enemy, glory to God, we're under surveillance. We're under surveillance from the time we were born. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was probably right there watching at the inception. Glory to God. But I thank God. Hallelujah, that he had a plan. He had a plan, people of God, to redeem us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in the enemy, glory be to God. Hallelujah, that we didn't have to go out. We didn't have to go down. Hallelujah. But we thank God for his plan on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As the psalmist said, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give God praise. Glory to God. But I thank God today that the women of God, they got my praise stirred. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A whole lot. Hallelujah. All it takes. Think long, Lord God. Just let a fleeting thought come. Hallelujah. You begin to ride on that thought. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then one thing leads to another. Glory be to God.
Woo.
I tell you, I'm telling you, people of God, it begins to stir your soul. It begins to stir your soul. It begins to stir your love. Glory to God. Love. Stir your appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Man. For all that God has done, glory to God. And when we think about the state that we were in, glory to God, some of us, we were in a mess, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us, we were in a terrible fix, as they say, glory be to God. But God, hallelujah, but God, yes, but God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm excited. I'm excited tonight. Amen. I'm excited in my soul. Glory be to God. I'm so grateful to be here. Glory to God. Amen. On the Sheila Amin show on tonight. I keep saying on tonight. Forgive me, people of God. Amen, Jesus. But in this present time, in this moment, amen, thanking you for this invitation, woman of God. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Woman, you have availed yourself. Amen. So often. Glory to God for our the PNN broadcast. And I'm telling you, you have blessed us. Every time you come forth, such a blessing. Hallelujah to the body of Christ. Amen. And people of God, let me tell you something. In this time and in this hour, we need all the encouragement we can get. We need all of the word that we can get. Amen. Glory to God. We need the word, people. Hey, glory to God. We need the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to God. It's the word that's going to sustain us. It's the word that's going to carry us through. It's the word that's going to bring us out. Hallelujah. It's
Amen.
The word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word. So we bless the Lord. Amen. I keep saying tonight. Amen. Let me just go on with it. Amen. Glory be to God. Thanking God. Amen. For
all right.
Amen. Evangelist Khadijah. Amen. God bless you all tonight. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful platform. Amen. We just grateful. We're grateful. Amen. To be. Amen. Coming in this stead. Amen. Glory be to God for him. Amen. In this hour. Amen. I bless the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I love him, people of God. I love him. Amen,
yes.
Jesus, because he first loved me. Glory to God. When I, glory to God, didn't even know about love, didn't even know what love was. Glory be to God. But he came and he gave his life. He showed us the ultimate, amen, spectrum of love. Amen. He gave his life. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I thank him for my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Thanking him for Apostle James and late Apostle S.B. James. And thanking him, glory to God. Amen, for Dr. Samuel Huggins James. He's our senior apostle. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory be to God. Just thanking God, amen, for headship. I honor headship. People of God, listen, we must learn to honor headship. Amen. Because
amen.
There's a blessing. Mm-hmm. As I often say, glory be to God, headship, glory to God, is important because the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Hey,
amen.
Glory be to God. It flows down. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So we got to make sure we're in the vein. We got to make sure we're in the right place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I honor headship, amen, because let me tell you something. When you're out there, you're headless and you're running around, people of God, you're liable to get hit with anything. Amen. We know that we're here. We're natural in this body, glory to God, but we're more spiritual than we are natural. Headship is important. Hey, glory to God. So I honor, I thank God, amen. It's the setting of the body, amen. The Lord said it. He had set the body of Christ, and he knew exactly what he was doing. Amen. So, glory to God, I humble myself to him. I humble myself to my leaders. Glory to God, and again to the leaders of this line, your district leaders, God bless them. Amen. Bishop Jackson.
Hallelujah.
And Bishop Marshall, glory be to God. Thanking God for them. Amen. Yes. I just feel like we just family all over. Just family. Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And good thing. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, people of God, as I said, I'm just so stirred. Amen. On tonight. Amen.
Glory.
I'm stirred in my spirit for what the Lord is doing. Glory be to God. I'm excited. And people of God, I often tell people that. But listen, let me tell you something. When you've been in a battle and you come out, glory to God, and you come out victorious because God has already made us overcomers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't soon lose, amen, the memory of what you've been through. You don't lose, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, and you can almost account minute for minute, glory to God, when you're in that battle. But when God brings you out and when he brings you through, people of God, hallelujah, glory be to God, you don't forget that, amen?
Amen.
Glory to God, because you don't want to find yourself in the same predicament again, glory to God, so we refresh. We refresh, amen, Jesus, how and what God does in our life. We refresh. We remember. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We remember the victory. We remember of how we almost went under. We remember of glory to God, how he carried us through the water and how he carried us through the fire. But we didn't drown.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. We remember. Hey, glory to God. fire. Glory to God. These are the coals. These are the coals. Amen. Glory to God in the fire. Glory to God. And every now and then, the Lord will come and he'll blow in the wind, in the flames. Glory be to God. And get us stirred all over again.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. We bless the Lord. Amen. We love you, people of God, from wherever you are listening from. We thank God for you. We thank you for coming, amen, in this time. Glory to God, in this fellowship with us on today. Glory be to God. And I just want to share, glory to God, a little bit with you on today. I'm not going to hold you long. Glory to God, I know, amen, several of just coming out of church, and amen, you may be eating and listening to the radio. Glory
yes,
to God. God for your attentive ear. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray, Lord to God, that there's something that will be said to encourage you even the more on this journey. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we bless you now. We thank you yet again. We glorify you. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might. We're thanking you for your preordination even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, even now, Father, look yet upon me. Glory to God. I deep that you may increase. Have your way on this day in the precious name of Jesus. And for this, glory to God, we thank you. Thank you for wording my mouth.
Thank you.
Thank you, oh God, for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord again, people of God. Amen for you. Glory to God. We can't say that enough, amen, because we surely do appreciate you on today. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to come on today, amen, glory to God. And we say it's a very familiar scripture to all of anybody, Bible scholars, amen. It's all familiar to us, amen, and we've heard it before. Glory to God. But we just want to break a little bread on today, amen, with you, if that's all right. Amen. And we're going to go to Romans the 8th chapter. Glory be to God. Romans, the 8th chapter, if you have your Bibles. Amen. I just love the book of Romans. Amen. Jesus, the Apostle Paul. Glory to God. There was so much that he was setting in the book of Romans and causing us to know sin and the law and, glory to God, how we can separate, amen, the spirit, glory to God, and so that we will know, amen, Jesus, that we shouldn't be walking, amen, that glory to God. Hallelujah, once we're new, and it's really written, glory to God, to those, amen, glory to God, that are now coming out of sin, coming out of that sin nature, coming over, glory to God, into the kingdom of God, amen, Jesus, and he begins to sow, I love the book of Romans, because it's so illustrative, glory be to God, you know, just telling us how, you know, now that we've come out of sin, we shouldn't be yielding our members, amen, we shouldn't be yielding our members to sin, amen, glory be to God, and glory to God, there's now no death, therefore no condemnation. Glory be to God. If you in Christ now, you're a new creature. And I love the book of Romans, glory to God,
yes.
Because Paul, I'm telling you, the Apostle Paul, he lays it out. He lays it out, glory to God. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Glory to God. But we're going to go down, amen. We're going to, amen, kind of bring it in, amen, and go down to Romans 8. Glory to God, starting at verse number 24, starting at verse number 24, if you would look with me on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, and the scripture reads on, that scripture reads, glory be to God, for we are saved by hope, we are saved by hope, but hope now that is seen is not hope. But what a man seeth, what you see, why do you yet hope for? If you can ascertain it, if you can grab it, glory to God, if you can put your hands on it, why you yet hope for? Amen? Glory be to God. Verse number 25 now says, but now, if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So we settle our glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We know that God is in control. Glory to God. Amen. So we wait for it. Glory to God. We wait. We wait. We settle. Amen. We our confidence now.
to work for us. Glory to God. And people,
yes.
Something, wait and waiting, glory to God, is almost an ancient word these days. No one wants to wait anymore. Glory to God. Moreover, glory to God, waiting, just in waiting period. Glory to God. A bunch of people that are very anxious. Glory to God. It's the spirit of anxiousness. Glory to God that is going forth in the earth. The spirit, glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Well, you don't simmer. You don't let anything simmer anymore. Glory to God. You pray for it now. You want it right now. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. But that's not the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God has an expected end. He has an expected time for you. Anxiousness, this anxious spirit has taken over the world, and it is called wars, amen, wars to fester, wars that are going on right now, systemic wars that are going on right now, glory be to God, because somebody wants to be in control, somebody, glory be to God, wants to be at the helm, somebody, amen, wants to be superior, glory be to God, don't want to wait, don't want to see this thing out. But want to take control. Hurry up and wait. Glory be to God. Hurry it up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anxious. Glory to God, because the world knows. Glory to God that there's something that's about to happen. Hey, glory to God. The world knows. Creation knows there's something that's about to happen. They're getting ready to be a turn of events, and the world knows it.
Yes.
They may not be able to put their finger on it. Glory to God. But it's in the atmosphere. Glory to God. It's in the atmosphere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So men, their minds, they're out of control. They're anxious. Glory to God. Anxious for something. Don't know what it is. Glory be to God. Not even considering to stop and pray. Not even considering. But the scripture declares in Habakkuk 2:3, glory be to God. The scripture declares, amen, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. The vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, the scripture declares, it shall speak. Listen, at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry in your eyes. Listen at this. Wait for it. Because it shall surely come. It
Amen.
Will not tarry. Glory be to God. And as I begin to look at that scripture, glory to God, I begin to say it almost like it's contradictory. Amen. Glory to God. Because in one part it says, though it tarry. And then at the end it says, it will not tarry. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. So there's different waiting going on here. Glory to God. It says, don't it tarry. Wait for it. Glory to God. How is that, people of God? Because our time is not God's time. Hey! Whenever it comes forth, whenever the vision manifests, it's going to be at the appointed time. It's going to be at God's appointed time, not your appointed time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we got to wait. That's why we got to settle ourselves. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to settle ourselves. We can't get caught up in this rat race. We can't get caught up in all of this turmoil that's going on, people of God. Amen. That's why in the midst of everything that's going now, glory be to God, the church should be praying. The church should be touching God. Glory to God, the church of the living God should be shutting in this hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On our watch to see what God will say in this hour. Waiting, not getting ahead of him, but waiting to see what God will say. Waiting, glory to God, to see what God is going to say. The vision is coming. God is going to do what he said he would do. He's going to do what he said he would do concerning you. He doesn't change. He doesn't change his mind concerning you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because if he said it in the beginning, he submitted in the end. Glory be to God. Isaiah 46 and 10 declares, amen, declaring the end from the beginning. Glory to God. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Glory to God. Saying, glory to God, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all. All pleasure, says God, shall be manifested concerning you. Glory to God. Though it tarry, though. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Though it seems like it's not coming long enough. Glory to God. Continue to hope for it. Yes, sir. Continue to hope for it. Glory be to God. But the scripture declares, amen, Jesus, hope that is seen, that is seen is not hope. But we got to wait and continue to hope. Don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on that thing that God said, amen. Glory be to God. It doesn't matter how old you are. Glory to God. If God has made promise to you, glory to God. Look at our father Abraham. Look at Sarah. Glory to God. Their bodies were dead, but God spoke a word. Hey! He said they shall bring forth a son. And even when they considered themselves dead, amen. Glory to God. They considered, amen, their faculties dead. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But that was them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That was them in their eyes. That's the doitary right there in Habakkuk. Glory be to God. But at the end of that scripture, amen, it said, wait. Wait for it. Hallelujah. Wait for it because it shall not tarry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, people of God, man's extremity, man's end, hallelujah, is God's opportunity. Glory to God. Sometimes he wants us, people of God, to get beyond ourselves. He wants us to get beyond what we think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes what we're thinking is not what God is thinking. Glory be to God. So there comes a time, glory be to God, where we just got to throw it up and say, God, you got it. Hey, that's what he wants anyway. Hallelujah. He wants you to give it up. Amen. He wants you to take your hands off it. He wants you to take your thoughts. And glory to God. Hallelujah. And said, God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done concerning me. Thy will be done concerning my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the counsel, he said, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. God has a pleasure. He has a thought concerning you. Glory to God. He has a purpose. Yes, yes. Concerning you. Glory be to God. Romans 8 and 26 now says, people of God, likewise now. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. Know not what we should pray as we ought. Glory to God. You know how it is. Glory be to God. Sometimes we're in situations and we're in circumstances. Amen. And we start praying desperate prayers. Glory to God. Because we want God to move. Glory to God. We're praying desperate prayers. Glory to God. Not giving credence to what the will of the Lord is. But we're in a desperate situation and we want God to move. And we want him to do this and we want him to do that. Glory to God. Without saying, God, what is it that you want to do? What you want to do? God, what do you want to do in Elohim? What is it that you want to do in this situation? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we'll keep praying and we'll keep going before him. Amen. Without once thinking that, okay, now it's not working. It's not working like this. Lord, what is it that you want to do? Obviously, there's something else that you got planned in this situation. What is it? What is it? Glory to God. Cause me to hear. Cause me to understand. Cause me, glory be to God, to know your ways. Cause me to know your purpose in the midst of what you're doing. It's working for our good. It's working for our good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The scripture declares, amen. Hallelujah. You know those prayers, amen.
amen. Glory be to God when we're just crying, amen. Hallelujah. Just telling him everything. Telling him everything we think he wants to hear. Glory be to God. But in that, I need you to be quiet and hear what I want to tell you. I need you to hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need you to hear me. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. The scripture does declare that we can come and we can cast our cares upon him. People of God, yes, we can. Glory to God. But listen, hallelujah, there's another part of this. Glory be to God, of this casting. We got to wait now to hear what God is saying to us. We are the ones that need the instructions. We're telling him everything that we tell him all about our problems, all about our troubles, all about this situation and that situation. Glory be to God. But people of God, listen, at some point we've got to stop and hear what the Lord is saying concerning our situations. We've got to stop, glory to God, and give ear to what he is saying to us. Glory be to God. And this is a big part, glory to God, of prayer that we don't stop to hear. Glory to God. We're just conditioned to cast and cast and cast. And all that's good. But glory to God, more importantly, we have got to hear what God is saying unto us. So we don't know what we should always pray as we ought to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For so many reasons. Glory be to God. But I thank God, even as the sister declares, that the Spirit, listen to this, the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Glory be to God. The Spirit maketh intercession, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that whenever going forth, amen, saying so much, glory be to God, glory be to God, declaring, decreeing so much, glory be to God. But the Spirit now, the pureness of the Spirit, the pureness, glory be to God, hallelujah, of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost within us, glory to God, hallelujah, it knows the mind of the Spirit. It knows the mind of God. Oh! Glory to God. It knows, glory be to God, the will and the mind of God concerning us, in us. But we don't know. But people are like, this is why we have got to die daily. We have got to come one with the Spirit of Christ that is within us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've got to come one. We've got to know. We've got to line up to know what the will of the Lord is. Glory be to God. So our spirit that is making intercession. Glory to God. Oh, she's saying this. She, okay, you all left field. You all to the right field. Glory be to God. You haven't hit the point yet, but your spirit is making intercession in pureness, in sanctity. Glory be to God. In holiness, glory be to God. God. Concerning you, let the mind of the Spirit of the Lord God concerning us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because people of God, our infirmities, glory be to God, our infirmities cause us to miss it. Our infirmities cause us to miss the mark. Our weaknesses, our failings, glory be to God. Hallelujah, again, missing the mark, glory to God, of what we should be, of where we should be, amen. Glory be to God. Why does the Spirit make infirmity for us? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we the scripture declares that we are born in sin and we're shapen in iniquity. We were born in a fallen state, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, glory to God, but because of the great love of God for us, he came to give us life. And we ask him to come into our life, glory to God. And then the new birth process begins. Amen. Then we begin to walk in the newness of life. We become, glory to God, raised again in the Spirit. And I think this is why I like Romans so much. Because the Apostle Paul shows us, he gives us that road map, amen, to show us what manner of people we ought to be. Glory be to God. So here in our ego, glory to God, in our infirmities, glory to God, we find nothing, God. Glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. We've not walked certain ways,
infirmities. Help us, glory be to God. He knows that we're but mere man, but his love is great. This is his love, people of God, extending his extension of love. Glory to God. That we didn't get it. Glory to God, but he's not going to judge us. Glory to God, according to that we didn't know. Glory be to God, how we miss him here or how we miss him there. He becomes our advocate. He becomes our advocate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That where we miss him, glory to God, his blood covers for us. Amen. Glory to God. Not that we can sin, not that we sin, continue in sin, as the apostle Paul said, God forbid. Glory be to God. But if we miss the mark, we have an advocate. Barabosha. We have an advocate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Amen. Jesus, the 27th chapter now declares, amen, he that searches the heart, he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Again, because he makes an intercession for who? Glory to God. Not for the whole world. Glory to God. But for the saints, the redeemed of the Lord. Those, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Those. Yes. Glory be to God. Those that are destined. He maketh intercession to what? The will of God, to bring us to divine purpose, to bring us to the divine will of God. Glory be to God. Verse number 28, amen. Glory be to God. The scripture declares, and we know, and we know, and we know, and we know, and we know that all things work together, glory to God, for good to them that love God. Hallelujah to them that are the called, that are the called according to his purpose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to them that love God. Amen. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Glory be to God. And people of God, when you love God, hallelujah, when you love God, glory to God, your attitude changes. When you love God, glory be to God, you don't want to do anything to offend him. When you love God, hallelujah, let love becomes your governor. When you love God, glory be to God, you're able to walk circumspectly before the Lord. When you love him, glory be to God, it's your guide. It's your daily guide to living. When you love him, people of God, when you love him, glory be to God, hallelujah, you will subject yourself. Glory to God, you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem with obeying authority. When you love him, people of God, hallelujah, glory be to God, you don't have a problem. Glory be to God, that whatever he requires or whatever he's asking of you, glory be to God, you don't have a problem because you love him. Because you love him. Because your love is great. Because his love is great towards you. Glory be to God. You realize he's done a great work in your life. And people of God, then the purpose of God, the purpose of God begins to manifest in your life. The purpose of God, amen. The pleasure of God, because we come to the point that we realize that we are not our own. We are not our own. We realize that we've been bought with a precious price, glory to God, and what we think or what we feel, it really doesn't matter anymore. Glory be to God, because the love of God, hallelujah, glory to God, is able to sustain us. It's able to keep us. It's able to lift us. It's able to turn us around. It's able to bring us into the more excellent way. Glory to God, because people of God, we're here and we're in this world. But we're not of this world. Glory to God, it elevates your mind. Glory to God, it elevates your expectation. It elevates your vision. Glory to God. It takes us out of the earthly. Glory to God, and the earthly now becomes a part of us. Glory to God, and this is how, amen, even as the scripture declares, those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits. People see you doing things. People see you obeying.
lives. Amen. Overturning, overturning situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those situations where the average person would have lost their mind. The average person would have given up. The average person would have thrown in their towel. Glory be to God. But you know, amen, that it's working. It's working. It's working. It's working for your good. It's working. His purpose, his plan, his vision is working for your good. Amen. Glory be to God. You ought to tell yourself it's working for my good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell yourself it's working for my good. Glory be to God. Amen. And we must know this in this hour. We must know that God has given us precious promises. He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He's given us all things, people of God. It's already given unto us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's already established the end before the beginning. He's already established the end, people of God, before the beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't wait until we got here. Amen, Jesus, to write the script of our DNA. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. It was already written. Glory be to God. But the problem is, glory be to God, we are not going back to the scripture to get the script to the DNA. Hey, glory be to God. The author has already written the script to the DNA for each and every one of us. Glory to God. But when we don't go back to the scripture to understand what God has said concerning us, glory be to God, we get all mixed up. We get all confused. We get all turned around. We start trying to, glory be to God, amen, be like Mike. I want to be like this one. I want to be like that one. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But people of God, your DNA, glory be to God, is specific to you. Your DNA is specific to you, I say. Glory to God. So if you want to know the script to what you're supposed to be doing, your DNA, glory to God, you got to go to the scripture. Now that's a revelation. If you want to know the script, glory be God, hallelujah. If you want to know the strand of what God has, glory be to God, predestined you for, glory to God, you got to go to the scripture. You got to go to the scripture, and you got to let the God of your salvation speak to you. Stop trying to be like everybody else. Come to know your own script. Come to know your own strand. Glory be to God. What mama them did, mama them did. Hallelujah. What daddy did, daddy did. What grandma them did, they did. Glory be to God. But that may not be your script. That may not be your DNA. Glory Abashe. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. But people of God, hallelujah, this God in us, this God in us, he wants to express himself in you in particular. He wants to do a work in you. Glory be to God. He wants to take you and make you and mold you and do some things in your life. Hallelujah, there's purpose in you. Glory to God. But except you know what the scripture has said, except you know the script, glory be to God, you find yourself always at a discharge, at a disadvantaged point, glory be to God, in life. You got to come in line with the script. You got to come in line with your DNA strand, amen, that's within you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now listen. Listen. Verse number 29. Glory be to God declares here, amen, Romans 8 and 29. Glory to God. For whom he did foreknow. Now we talk, he was showing you the script. And it's working for your good. Hello. Glory be to God. For whom he did plan, we came out of the mind of God. Whom he did foreknow, he is aware. Glory to God. He is aware. Haya, haya. He is aware, glory to God, before we even do what we do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before we even come to what we come to, glory be to God, he already foreknows. There's nothing that we can do that God don't already know. He already made us, glory be to God. He already made us. Listen, it would be the will of God. Listen, it would be the will of God. Imagine a tree. It would be the will of God. Hey, glory to God, if we were to start at the trunk and walk all the way and just journey up to the treetop.
Mm-hmm.
This is life. This is life. It would be his will that we stay on that trunk and journey all the way up to the treetop. But people of God, there are branches on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those branches signify paths. In life, we can go down this path, we can go down that path, we can go here. As we're walking up this tree, glory to God, if you notice there are branches all the way up the tree, glory be to God. It would be his will, glory to God, that we journey and stay on the trunk. But he give us choices. So glory to God, whether we get to limb number five, glory to God, and we journey off over there, amen, in limb number five, guess what? Hallelujah, that limb leads right back to that trunk. Hey, or whether we get up to limb number 10 and we journey off over on the left, amen, in our life, amen. Glory be to God, because those are choices. Those are choices. Those are everything. Those are events. Glory to God, hallelujah, that the Lord gives us choices. But each one of those choices lead us right back to the trunk, right back to the truth, right back to the root, right back to the vine. Yebosha. Glory to God. It leads us right back into him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he gives us will. He gives his people a will. He gives us will. Glory to God, so we can journey off. Amen. Hallelujah. Even as the prodigal son. Hallelujah. Journeyed off. But he came right back home. He came right back to his roots. He comes right back to truth. Glory to God. So as with us, people of God, amen, he already foreknew. He already foreknew. Each and every one of us. Glory be to God. So there's nothing new. Glory to God, because we're all glory to God. Listen, he already has set choices for us. So he already knows what choices we can make. But he foreknew us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He foreknew us, people of God. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that we can do that he doesn't already know. Glory to God, before it already happened. Scripture declared that he did destinate. Glory be to God. He also did predestinate. That's foreordained to an earthly cause. Predestinate. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He already knows what he has put within us. He already knows our strength. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He already knows there's an earth, there is a heavenly purpose abiding in you. There's a heavenly destiny abiding in you. Glory to God, because he already foreknew us. He already foreknew us. He already preordained it. It's already predestinated. Glory to God. He already knows. Glory to God. The plan that he has for us, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He already knows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we don't have to get lost. Amen. We don't have to get lost in translation. We don't have to get lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just bring our minds in. Glory to God. And just wait for him. Glory to God. Just wait to hear what the Lord has to say for us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because the thing that we go through, the thing that we suffer, is working for our good. We don't see it right now. We don't understand it right now. But the scripture declares, amen, that Jesus us. Glory be to God. Though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus learned obedience by the things that he went through. So people of God, whatever you're going through, glory to God, you may not see it, you may not understand it, but you got to know that it's working together for your good. Hallelujah. God is trying to bring you to that divine plan. He's trying to bring you, glory be to God, hallelujah, because he is the manufacturer. He has made us according to his divine purpose. And he's trying to get us in line. He's just trying to get us to tick, glory be to God, like we're supposed to be ticking. He's trying to get us to live like we're supposed to be living. He's trying to get us, glory to God, hallelujah, to walk in victory like we're supposed to be walking. Glory to God, because there's heavenly purpose in us. Every one of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The scriptures declare, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. He predestinated, amen. Glory to God. And that we are to be so that we can be conformed to the image of God. That we will be conformed, listen, to the image of God. To be conformed to the image of his son. Glory be to God, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. Glory be to God. We got to be conformed unto him. Conformed, people of God, because, again, we're born in sin and we're shapen in iniquity. Glory be to God. And the things that we're going through, glory to God, he's just trying to get us. Amen. He's trying to shape us. Amen. He's trying to make us, glory to God, even as a potter in the clay. Glory to God. He's trying to make us into something. He's trying to make us. He's trying to make us into, glory be to God, something. Hallelujah. His prized possession. He's trying to make us his masterpiece. Hey. So it's working our good. It's working for our good. We may not understand it, but if we still ourselves and wait, glory to God, we're going to see the manifestation of all that God was trying to do in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we'll get to the point, amen, after we overcome, after it finally becomes clear, we will find out that it was good for me to be here. It was good that I was afflicted. Hey, hallelujah, glory be to God. Glory to God, it was good. Hey, Shabama, Sebaba, Osha. Glory to God, it was good, it was good, it was good. It was good, hallelujah. We can say it then, amen, hallelujah, because no suffering, no chastisement for the moment. It doesn't seem joyous. We don't understand it. Sometimes it hurts so bad. Yimasa. Glory to God. Sometimes it's so embarrassing we go through. But people of God, we got to know that it's all working together for our good. God is trying to get us synchronized. He's trying to get us in line. He's trying to bring us ship-top shape. He's trying to get us, glory be to God, so that he can put his glory upon us. That he can put his glory upon us. This is why we cannot, glory be to God. Don't get weary. Don't get weary in well doing. Don't get weary in the process. But know that God has a purpose in your life. Know that whatever you're going through, glory to God, God has a purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I say. He has a purpose in your life. And people of God, the purpose so many times, glory to God, is just out of this world. Things that you just wouldn't think of. Amen. Glory to God. Because we think small. We think small in comparing to him. That's why he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. It's so high. But glory to God, we got to let God arise. We got to let him illuminate himself in us. We got to come to the truth of God.
the truth of God, of who we are, of who he has created us. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Scripture declares now in verse number 30, people of God. Amen, Jesus. So moreover, all of this, given all of this, glory be to God, hallelujah, all of this, moreover, all of this, glory be to God, hallelujah, whom he did predestinate, whom he did ordain, whom he set his love upon. Oh, glory to God. Whom he set his love upon, whom he made an heir and joint heir. Glory to God. He tagged you. Mm-hmm. He tagged you, people of God. He sealed you for purpose. Glory to God. He preordained. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He predestinated you. He ordained you. It's already set. It's certified. It's a done deal. Glory be to God. But now we just got to let it settle. We got to let it settle. Amen. That he has a purpose. God, you got a purpose for me. You got a purpose for me. Think on that. Purpose for me. Glory to God. Purpose for me. And people of God, let me say this. And I know that we've heard your scripture so many times. But we got to be in remembrance. We got to remind ourselves that God has a purpose. He has a plan. This is why, amen, Jesus, so many times we hear the word. And then we'll come back around, and then a day later or a day later or even a week later, glory be to God, sometimes in the same day, that same word will come to us. That's God speaking, putting you in remembrance of what he's already said. We've got to be put in remembrance. Glory be to God. Amen. At least at any moment we let it slip. We can't let these promises slip. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has purpose for us. And the scripture declares, amen, Jesus. Glory to God in verse number 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he already certified. Them he's already named his name upon us, people out. He has named us. That we are kingdom saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody these days saying that they're saved. Amen, Jesus. But you got to come on and take on the sainthood. Hey, glory be to God. The kingdom saints that possess the kingdom of God. The kingdom saints that should reign and rule with him. Glory be to God. For the scripture declares, them he did predestinate. Them he also called. Them he also called. He predestinated us before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, before we were even born, we were predestinated, people of God. Glory be to God. And then coming into this world, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the call was sent, amen. The call was sent unto us. Glory be to God. No man can come unto the Father except he's called. You got to hear the call. So we're blessed. We're heirs. We're joint heirs. We're saints of the Most High, but then at some point in our life, we got to hear the call. We got to come to the heavenly call. We got to come to the heavenly predestination. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because once you answer the call, once you answer this call, this heavenly call, glory to God, this call to sonship, this call to sonship that he's called us to. Glory be to God. And the scripture declares, amen. Hallelujah. Once we are called. And then now the scripture says you're justified. You're justified. You're redeemed.
You called, you answered the call. Glory to God. You come unto him. Now you're redeemed. You're redeemed. Glory be to God. And now you're advised. You're justified to walk in the earth. You're justified, amen. Hallelujah. You're justified, hallelujah, because you go through the process. Glory to God. You've humbled yourself. You've yielded yourself to the mighty hand of God. You've come to the place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, the place where just men are made perfect. That place, glory be to God. Hallelujah, where the sons of God, hallelujah, possess the land. The sons of God now walking in the earth, in this world, but not of this world. Walking in power, walking in authority. Yea, not our own power. Glory be to God, our own authority. But it's of God. We now become, glory be to God, we become, glory be to God, exemplary. We're now walking in his likeness, walking in his image, walking in his likeness, walking in his power, Ebosha, walking in demonstration. Glory to God, just as Jesus did when he was here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, we're justified. Glory to God, and when we become justified, yeah, and we're on this journey, glory to God, we walk through the process of what God, amen, hallelujah, coming to understand who we are in God, coming to understand, hallelujah, that he's ordained us, he's predestinated us, he has justified us, amen, to be in his image, walking in his likeness, doing those things just like him. Glory be to God, by the scripture declares, amen, greater works. Greater works shall we do. Glory to God, greater works. Glory to God, because he's not going to be with the Father, but he's sitting at the comfort. Glory to God, makes his abode in us. Glory to God, hey, shall come a higher. Glory. God, hallelujah. And now, pure God, amen, we come to the glory. We come to the glory. Amen, Jesus, once we are justified. And the scripture declares, whomsoever he justifies, yes, sir, them he also glorifies. People of God, there's a glory that is waiting us. Listen, we limit ourselves of who we are. But this DNA script inside of us, once we receive him, once we come to the knowledge, once we come to the truth of God in the talking about a glory. You talking about power. Glory be to God, as the world has never seen. You're talking about demonstration, as the world has never seen. Glory be to God, but they're waiting. The world is waiting. The world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. The world is waiting for this power to be unleashed in you. The world needs this power, glory be to God, hallelujah, that's settling inside of you. Glory be to God. So I say unto you today, people of God, don't despise the process. Don't despise the process. It's all working together for your good. It's all working together for your good. Even your suffering, even, hallelujah, the things that seem not to be so fair. But the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth shall be revealed in you. If you keep your mind and your heart right, if you continue to seek the Lord with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole understanding, if you continue, hey, to seek the Lord, Emma Shanaba. Ooh, Glory. Glory to God. If you rend your heart before the Lord, if you rend your heart, if you rend your heart, people of God, and you cry out to him, God, I want to know more of you. I want to know. Reveal yourself unto me. Reveal yourself. I know, glory be to God, hallelujah. I know what the saints have all experienced, but I want my own experience. Draw me nigh. Draw me nigh unto thee. Draw me nigh. Draw me nigh unto thee. Draw me closer. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I say. Glory to God, I want my own relationship. Glory be to God. And people of God, if you do these things, I declare God will do it. Glory to God. He'll set you on a path. He'll set you on a path of discovery. And he will set you on a path, amen, glory to God, that you will know him. That you will know him. That you will know him. In a most precious way. And this is what the Lord seeketh. Amen. This is what he's seeking for. Glory to God. Amen. That those that worship him would worship him in spirit and in truth. It's about relationship. It's about relationship. Glory to God. He wants to bring us nigh. He wants to bring us closer. Glory be to God. Will you let him do it today? Glory to God. Because it's all working together for you. Emma. Hiya, hiya. It's all working together for your good. Everything where you are right now is working together for your good. Glory. It's for your good, but it's for his glory. See here, as the scripture says, amen. Glory be to God. As the scripture declares, glory. Glory to God. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also glorified, and whom he justified, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. It's for your good, people of God, but it's for his glory. It's for your good, but it's for his glory. Glory be to God. Verse 31, amen, of chapter 8, amen, of Romans says, what shall we say then? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Verse number 31, amen, declares, now who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Amen. Glory be to God. It's God that wrote the script. It is he, glory be to God, that set the patterns, that set the course of our lives. Glory to God. Because what? He has a plan and he has a purpose. And people of God, it's mighty sweet. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you on today. We bless you. We bless your name. Father, we glorify you on this day, in this hour. We're thanking you on today, oh God, that we are not alone. We thank you on today, glory be to God, that you have a truly have a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. We thank you on today. We glorify you, hallelujah, glory to God, no matter what the situation looks like. We're thanking you on today, glory to God, because we trust you. We trust you, oh Baba Haya. We trust you, Father. We thank you on today, glory be to God. God, because you, oh God, we thank you on today, oh God, because you have it all in control. We're thanking you on today because you have a purpose and you have a plan for each and every one of us. And we're thanking you on today. We thank you, glory to God, that you're our deliverer. We're thanking you on today. Glory to God. Being our coming. We're thanking you on today for being our shepherd. thank you for a fresh breath. We're thanking you on today for the work that you're doing in our lives. We're thanking you on today, oh God, for causing us to see and causing us to know who we are, that we are somebody. In you we are. Glory to God, named by you. And Father, we thank you today.
Thank you.
Thank you for laying your name upon us. We thank you, oh God, Shana Yeba. We thank you all today that your plan and your purpose concerning us have not changed. Father, we thank you today that no matter what it looks like, glory to God, we thank you today for giving your people stamina. We're thanking you today for strengthening your people. Oh, God, causing us to draw nigh unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you. We thank you today. Father, we thank you today that even in the storm we shall stand, glory to God, yet with our trust in you. We thank you today because we know that you're going to bring us out. We know that you're going to bring us over. We know that you're going to bring us through. We thank you, Father, for the manifestation of out, for the manifestation of through, for the manifestation of over. Father, we thank you today. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We're thanking you for the listeners on today. We're thanking you, Father, for the touch even now in your precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God, even for the nations, the nations, the nations, the nations. Father, those that are listening, glory to God, because truly there's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you today because you're born new. We thank you on today, oh God, for your predestination. We thank you for your justification. And Father, we thank you for your glory. For whatever we're going through, Father, we thank you that you shall get the glory. You shall get the glory in our lives. You shall get the glory out of our lives. And Father, for this, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Oh, Father, we're thanking you for meeting every need of your people, every need. Oh, God, we thank you for meeting every need now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, thank you for healing of the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. We thank you for it. We thank you, glory be to God, for walking closely with us, for you are our Jehovah Shammah. And we thank you, Father. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for being our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for meeting it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for meeting every need. Oh, God, oh, glory, Abataya. We thank you, Father.
Thank
you, God. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for sanctifying us again. Sanctifying us the more. In the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Jehovah Maccadish. We thank you on today. Oh, God, you are our peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you all day. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you for being our high power. Setting out, oh God, for cutting Koshanabaha, the hand of the enemy, the traveler. We thank you now. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you your truth. Thank you. Thank you for being our cover. Thank you for being our banner. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we praise you. We pray, we praise you. We pray. Oh, God, you are praying. We give you thanks for this. We give you all the honor, all of the glory. Hide us behind your cross. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I turn it back over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We turn it back into the hand. Glory be to God of our host on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Hameen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God. Oh, what a word of God. On to this afternoon, and I tell you,
My heart is rejoicing. There was so many beautiful thoughts that were brought out in this word. Praise be to God as she began to go forth, and I began to just reflect on the many things that were brought out. I hope that you have gained something from this word tonight, because the Lord was speaking. He was speaking to every one of us. Praise the Lord. She talked about hope, saying that we are saved by hope. Glory be to God. And she mentioned how that we don't always see or understand it, what's going on with us, but we are saved by hope. And if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Because we have to seek God. We have to search the scriptures and know that God is bringing us in sync with his word, with his will, and his purpose. Praise the Lord. I tell you, there were just so many beautiful points that were brought out through the word of God, through this great woman of God. And we thank God for the word and the beautiful prayer that she prayed. Oh, praise the Lord. I can listen to her pray all day and all night because God has anointed her to pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for Evangelist Bradley so willingly coming on to the on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. We thank God for her. And may God continue to bless you, Evangelist. Keep on preaching the word of God and keep on praying and doing everything that God wants you to do. And now at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and then we'll have announcements from Evangelist Khadija. God bless Evangelist Edmond.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that powerful message that came through. Lord knows, I tell you, she gave us something today to think about. The word of God. And what I heard her say was that in these times that we are living in, we as the church, we need to be in, shut in all night prayer, praying and seeking the Lord and waiting to hear from the Lord. And as she said those words, I was thinking it may not be verbatim or exact, but on the word, on that wise, she was saying that we need to wait. And I thought about how I was reading the scriptures. Lord, have mercy. And David began to inquire of the Lord. He needed an answer. He needed an answer from the Lord. And he said, shall I go? Lord, have mercy. And the Lord began to tell him. By him waiting on God and praying, the Lord began to give him an answer. Told him when to go and what to do. Lord, have mercy. He wanted to know if the Philistines was going to be delivered in his hand. And God spoke back and gave him an answer and let him know that, yes, they're going to be delivered into your hands. So that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to wait. We know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. I tell you, we have to go through some things down here, but Lord knows, sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord, and he will give us an answer. She brought forth so many beautiful thoughts. I got so many thoughts out of the message on tonight, on this afternoon. I thank God for her. I really enjoyed the word of God coming through her. I'm saying to Evangelist Annette, keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way. And I, too, also enjoy hearing you pray unto the Lord. I tell you, you just give yourself, and I enjoy that. And I thank the Lord also for the prayer. Fancy, you keep
thank
on
you.
Preaching the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word coming to Evangelist Annette. And I feel the same way, like Evangelist Maybelle and Evangelist Hameen as well. She said so many beautiful thoughts. And one thing that stuck with me was when she talked about how we have to go to the scripture to understand the script of our DNA. And, you know, people, they're looking for their purpose, their destinies, and they're searching in all the wrong places. And we have to seek God for ourselves to find out what direction we should go from him. And like she said, you know, we have to come in line with the script for our own lives. What worked for our mothers, grandmothers, or whomever, you know,
right.
It works for us. But whatever God gave us to do, that's what we have to do. And why not seek him, you know, the one that knows our thoughts afar off? You know, why not seek him to find out what our destinies are? I enjoy the word of God as well and the prayer, and I always do. She's always the same. Vanessa Nett, she's always the same, and I thank God for that. I thank God for her willingness to be on the show with us. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's show, you can go to www.radio.com/MyKingService, Title I School, and one is O-N-E. And you may also email us at prayerworksministry, so number 100, at gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And we just want to continue to pray for those that are on our prayer list. Sister Sarah Corden, Yvette Curtis Brown and family, Jonathan, Angel, and Monte, and I believe that we received a beautiful report from Sister Lisa who texted us and let us know that this gentleman, he went to his doctor to find out if he had what they thought he had, and he wound up finding out that he did not have that diagnosis, and she began to give God the glory. It was a beautiful praise report. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Reeves family, Tammy Ryan, the bereaved Rivers family, the bereaved Kellum family, the bereaved Caroly family. We want to pray for Maurice Woody, his Brenda's nephew, Retha Turlington, Denise Hance, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, Sister Jackie Huff, and her bereaved family, Arnold Berg, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Maritha Asetti, Mr. Angel Asetti Jr., Elder Jerry Paldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox and the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Shanisha, Tanisha, and the Ayala family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Samuel Anderson, Minister Troy Johnson, and all those who are requesting prayer. And if you are interested in supporting other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 551-258-5271, and you can dial that with no access code. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line, Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley, who just preached on the Prayer Line, Prayer News Network, every night at 9 o'clock p.m. The phone number is 339-209-6891. So if you enjoyed this message, call in tonight at, again, 339-209-6891 and support the ministry, the Prayer News Network. Also, we are currently, the Christian Temple Church body is currently in our second district meeting, and it's being held on teleconference tonight. Our Northern District is going to be Christian Temple. The number is 508-924-2348. And there is no access code. Again, that's 508-924-2348. And in the Southern District, I believe it's going to be Grace Temple's line, which is 720-740-9840. Again, 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631 pound signed. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can also text us at 410-209-7503. Again, that's 410-209-7503. You may also send us postal mail if you are so inclined. Physical address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. Thank you again, Evangelist Bradley, for being on our broadcast tonight. May God ever bless you. And I'm going to turn this broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Shuahami.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadija and those announcements. So let us bear those announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. And we do thank God once again for each of you for tuning in with us on this afternoon, for your prayers, your love, your support. Praise the Lord. And I tell you of a truth, my soul is yet burning down on the inside, just taking in all the beautiful things that I heard through the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we thank God for the woman of God and want to ask if she has any final words before we bring our broadcast to a close. So at this time, we're going to call her back and see if she has anything else she would like to say, if she has any special announcements or anything of that nature. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, woman of God, women of God. Thank God for you so much for the opportunity, you know, just to be a servant for the Lord. I just thank God. And, you know, so many times when you're ministering, the Lord is speaking. And so many times you have what you think that he wants to say, and he takes it a whole different way. Glory be to God. But that were good. Thank God again for opportunity. Thank God for you, woman of God. Thank God for you, Evangelist Edmund. Glory to God. And for Evangelist Kelly, she's just a broadcaster, right? Amen. Beautiful voice. Amen. For broadcasting. Glory to God. And for you, for God, again, we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Just take something. Just take something. You may not remember everything. Amen. But the woman of God is giving you all of the avenues by which you can get. But we always encourage people, you know, when you're coming to hear from the Lord, if you just take one thing, amen, you may not remember it all, but just take that you heard, marinate on it, let God breathe on it, and let him bless you in it. Amen. God bless you. We do love you. Thank God again for you again, Pastor, for the opportunity. Amen. And we will certainly be in fellowship again. Love you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. Evangelist May, do you have anything else you would like to mention before we close?
No, that's it.
Amen. Praise God. So we just thank God. I just want to say to you, just keep your minds on the Lord throughout the course of the day. Your praise ought not to end right now. Oh, glory to God. Right now, you ought to be praising God. You ought to be lifting him up and giving him the glory and honor that's due to his name. Praise
Amen.
God. When the broadcast comes to a close, oh, you ought to take that word that you heard. Like you said, maybe you didn't remember everything, but what you heard. Oh,
yes.
my Lord, you just speak on that and let your heart open up the more and receive what God is saying. Because sometimes later on, God
will begin to move and he'll begin to speak to you by something you heard. Maybe you didn't remember it at the moment, but God will bring it to your mind. Hallelujah. Now I'm getting all stirred up and excited, but let me come on in. I tell you, my soul is rejoicing. But we thank God for you and for your patience, for your prayers, your continued support. And we are looking forward to being back live broadcasting on Friday night at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And in the meantime, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Praise be to God. And if you want to tune in tonight and give God some more praise, get some more word, you know, get fired up more, you can dial into our headquarters church tonight as the number has already been given. And get some more from the Lord. And also get back on there tonight at 9 o'clock for the Prayer News Network. And like I state often, praise the Lord. My praise doesn't end on the Lord's day until I go to sleep. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. At this time, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. We love you. God bless you, Evangelist May. Bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley.
God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Khadija.
God bless you.